Basically, what I said to him was that I was shocked by this. I didn't speak, first of all, about my own disappointment as an author and expecting a certain commitment on the part of the press, but the fact that this is a university press that has been around for decades and is now shutting down, which I just found, frankly, you know, I'm not a University of Missouri graduate, but, you know, I am in the world of academics, and to see a major university press fold up is just incredibly bad news, which I think is probably the only university press for the whole state of Missouri. I mean, that's a sad statement.
Well, and I'm guessing you've seen the new model, as they're calling it, where they're going to have it be part of the educational mission, having student interns working there. As an author, how do you view that type of endeavor and as far as, like, the legitimacy of the press, I guess?
Well, I wrote the president an email when I got an email notifying me of these changes. And I basically, the short version of that was to give me my book back. you know, I've been contacted by a number of presses, both, you know, university and commercial presses, wanting to know what I'm going to do with that book, which has had excellent reviews, et cetera, and some think it is by far the definitive biography of the great Satchel Paige. But back to the point of the new model. Basically, what it tells me is they want to digitize everything. My feeling is probably the president there is not a lover of books. I don't know him personally, but I would bet you dollars to donuts if you went to his home, you'd find maybe some books on display, but he could not come from a humanities or liberal arts kind of grounding or appreciation and have this kind of lack of understanding of the importance of a book. Now, we all know things are moving to the digital media and so forth and that sort of thing, but there's a lot of room out here for both. And to turn that press over to, the email said, I believe, informed me that there would be a person who had been running one of the journals who would be taking charge of the press. Look, I've published a lot of journal articles. I've been on journal boards and so forth. A journal is not the same thing as publishing a book. So what it tells me is they're probably going totally streamlined. This will be probably all digital. And with all due respect, nobody would have experience about a book. We're not talking about some piece that's 15 to 20 or 30 pages. We're talking about something that's hundreds of pages. That's a whole different ball game. So I'm very disappointed. And in fact, I have an email right here. I'm still sitting at the computer from another university press who I'm going off to the Negro Leagues conference tomorrow. So I'm finishing my paper up. I'm giving a talk up there. But when I get back, I will have conversations with these various presses, because as far as I'm concerned, the University of Missouri Press is now in violation of contract. I mean, they were supposed to deliver and promote my book, et cetera, and not only in hardback, but eventually in paperback. And clearly, would you want your book handled by a press that has announced it's shutting down, right? You can imagine that the impact that will have. And certainly for an author, you know, with the good people I was in correspondence with at the press, those people seemed very professional, knew what they were doing, on top of things. I was able to speak to Claire, the editor-in-chief there, and that was one of the reasons I went with the University of Missouri Press. We had been, you know, talking about this project for a long period of time. And, you know, it takes a university press, really, to be able to stick with an author over a long period of time. You know, commercial presses don't do that. They want a project in, you know, 1 or 2 years. I mean, how would a project like mine that took 12 years to get it right go with a commercial press? I think you can see the dilemma. And what I think the University of Missouri Press, unfortunately, that the president there is surrendering to is he's surrendering to commercial short-term interests. And that is not what, in my understanding, and being involved in academics now for 40 years, is not what a university, certainly a major research university, is supposed to be about.
Right. And you found yourself in a pretty unique situation, I'd say. But what do you think about the potential of this new press in attracting new authors? I mean, that seems like you're saying that's going to be a pretty significant challenge.
Oh, if I were a betting man, I'd bet the house that they will not be able to attract new authors. What you'll get is probably people who may consider something that's journal, sort of a size of a journal article, 30 pages or something like that. But if you're going to do something like that, you would publish it in one of the prestigious journals. Certainly in my field of history, we have that, Journal of American History, American Historical Review, Journal of African American History, Southern History. So why would you go to the University of Missouri Press, which is not even a book publishing operation anymore? I mean, that's the bottom line to this. I mean, they can talk about digital and this and that, but clearly they are moving away from paper copies, and they're moving away from substantial monograph publication. That's how I read it.
The New York Times had an article on it today. You know, this isn't necessarily a new problem. You know, I mean, the other university presses have had to make other similar or, you know, unique decisions, I guess. I mean, what as an author, how concerning is that, I guess, when you're trying to do projects like this?
I'm very concerned. I'm very concerned because when you talk with the average university press these days, the first thing they ask you is, what's the market for this? I mean, years back it used to be, what will be the scholarly impact? How does this make a scholarly contribution to new knowledge? Now the first question you get is, what's the market? For how many copies will it sell? And what is happening, you know, as we've seen in commercial presses and all the rest, I mean, you know, soon we'll probably be down to one or two presses if that continues. Certainly in the commercial realm, we've seen it with the smaller commercial presses just folding up left and right. I mean, I think this is very sad. The university presses, I always thought, were supposed to be there not necessarily with the idea of making a profit. Breaking even makes sense, but I thought they were supposed to be there to enhance the outlet of scholarship, of new research, of information, et cetera. If we're going to all turn into a bunch of technocrats, we're in serious trouble. If everything has to be the bottom line and making money, well, then, you know, let's close up universities, you know, buildings and campuses, and let's all go online. You know, there's a movement for more and more online courses. Unless someone, and I would think any of us who take all of this seriously, we see the value of buildings, the built environment. We see the value of contact person to person, and we see the value of a book.
Authors like you are still who still see that that view of, hey, this is not really the goal of this project anyway. Are just not going to be attracted to this when they have, if you were looking to make money, you maybe would have gone to a commercial press, right?
There you go. Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely right. But, you know, I had certain promises from that press and how it would be handled. You know, and I talked with the editor in chief, which you're not going to have the opportunity to do at a commercial press. You'll talk to some acquisitions. Editor. I talked to the editor-in-chief. I got to know the people there, and we have been in correspondence about this project for a long time, for more than a decade. And so when I finally got it done, you know, they gave me even their very best copy editor. I thanked the copy editor in the book because I've worked with a lot of copy editors, but this one was really superb. I mean, we took our time and we did it right. You take a look at the book. And I just think I have no complaints whatsoever from the design, from the print size, font size, the care, the meticulous care of attention to detail, and so forth. But we had a promise, a commitment there that obviously once it's done, they're going to promote it. Now, how are they going to promote it at this point with the press having announced it's shutting down? And so in my last email to President Tim Wolf, I believe is his name. I said, quite frankly, I wanted somebody from the press, whoever now is supposed to be in charge, to contact me because I want to talk with them about, in fact, this, you know, and I don't want to go to a situation where I start having to say, I've been already advised, get an attorney, pull your whole manuscript, hardbound, and any future rights to paperback all from them and go with another press. And so I've got to have answers to this thing because it's not only, 12 years of my work, but it's also about the subject itself. And one of the other reasons you go with a university press is I have some books out there that have been in print now going on 30 years. The idea behind a university press is not, commercial press, 3 or 4, maybe 5 years, book is not making any money, it goes out of print. A university press book can keep going on and on and on, and that's what I certainly hope for, that, years from now that people will still be able to get a copy of this book, not just at the library, and enjoy, very solid, devoted attention to the history of Leroy Satchel Paige. If the University of Missouri Press is clearly not committed to the long term, so clearly I'd like to be able to pull my book at this point. I'm virtually forced to do so and take it elsewhere. If not the hardback version, certainly the paperback, because it's not in paperback. It's only been out a couple months in hardback.
Well, that really is about all the questions I had, and you covered everything else I probably would have wanted to ask about anyway. I mean, are there anything else though that you'd like to add, or anything you think we've missed?
Well, I'm really concerned that the people of the state of Missouri I've seen some of the uproar, but it doesn't seem mighty enough. I'm just I don't know if they're tired, because of the downturn in the economy everywhere, that you kind of just take it on the chin or something like that. I'm not sure, but I'm telling you, I'm a graduate, of state universities. If someone told me University of Illinois Press was closing down, I'd be writing stuff. I'd be demanding. It would not happen. Those are the kinds of things I think the responsibility of the people of the state and, frankly, the nation, because the way the University of Missouri Press seems to be going may be just a harbinger of what the future has for other university presses that don't make a profit, and most of them don't make a profit.